This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When Brad Holmes joins the show at 9:02, we'll have better questions than this, but it is the question that everybody's fighting about on the internet. 100 humans versus a gorilla. Lions players were asked it too. Everybody's weighing in. We've got ticket texts. We've got open lines. 248-539-9797. 8:35, we'll talk Pistons.
So on these ticket texts,
yeah,
are there any strategies? Because I offered one, and that was obviously kick the gorilla in the nuts.
Right.
And so I did some research just to understand.
On gorilla nuts.
Yeah. Are they big or small?
Okay.
And they're actually small, for which I would never have guessed. They're much smaller than a human male's. It's not that small. And so I think that actually makes it more difficult because it's a smaller target.
Some of the texts we have.
Okay, then.
Did not break down the anatomy of the gorilla.
John hopes to demoralize the gorilla in a measuring contest.
Oh.
That's all you got? There are believers out there. Says 100 people could definitely take down a gorilla. I'll never forget. 300 Spartans took down 10,000 Persians. They even had elephants with them. I saw it on TV, Adam, yeah, in Royal Oak.
Yeah, it's all mythical. 300 Spartans never took down anyone.
Oh, the banter goes both ways here. 100 Wolverines would get it done, but only if they cheated.
Yeah. Hey, there's no cheating in a fight like this.
I'm pretty sure 100 Dan Campbells could take the gorilla, then sign him up for padded practice afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. John is really glazing this gorilla. 100 men who don't care if they win or lose would absolutely take the gorilla out. It might take 80 men dying. It may take an hour or two, but the men would win. It's all about attrition.
I just don't believe it.
100 random people? No. 100 UFC fighters? Probably not. But 100 highly trained special force soldiers from around the world? Most definitely. Yeah, gorilla's badass, but if I can pick 100... special fighter forces, I'm taking the 100.
But again, I think you have to, what's the strategy? How do you actually kill the gorilla?
Because I don't see, and we're not going to go one at a time, clearly, but
no.
There's only so much we can't put 100 around him. You couldn't fit 100 around the gorilla. So we can only go in waves, and I don't think any wave of people is putting a dent in a fully grown silverback gorilla. Now, this is a theory. I have not heard this one, but Texter says, send in my ex-wife's attorney. That dude never loses. Alternate strategies.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
People voting for the Navy SEALs. Give me 99 Tarzans for the win. Kyle and St. Clair Shores. And someone says the real debate is, how long would it take the gorilla to slaughter 100 people? I'd say under 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Patrick and Chesterfield.
I don't know how you would kill a gorilla.
Eye gouging haymakers to its internal organs, sheer piling on top of it while others are holding onto its legs, that would eventually wear it down. It would run out of gas after killing about 20.
I'm not sure I'd worry about its legs.
Smother it, yeah. So it can't breathe.
Suffocate the gorilla.
Yeah. Really no acts of wild violence. Just smother it to death.
Smother it? I mean, I don't know.
I have no idea.
The gorilla's going to strike fear, and we're all going to fold, the texter says. Gorilla strength is estimated to be 10 times their body weight, which makes them 20 times stronger than men. A silverback could bench 4,000 pounds. The only chance we'd have is a fully grown Teddy Jansen.
Yes. Yes. There you go. So going back to the, suffocating it, like, have you seen a gorilla? I mean, obviously, yes.
I've seen a gorilla.
Yeah, okay. like, not only does it have a much bigger mouth.
It does.
With really big
teeth. There's 100 men, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, if you cover up the mouth, I don't know that you'd be able to cover up the big nostrils.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first people right there are going to be bitten to death. Like, they're going to die. But maybe just the... I know it's not true. It's never going to happen. It probably would never work. I'm just throwing out ideas.
I can't believe John researched gorilla nuts on his work computer, Mike and Fenn.
Well, I did it in a what I guess would be a maybe an acceptable. I said
it's a work, yeah, work thing.
Yeah, I didn't say nuts. I said testicles,
the scientific term.
I only think the only way you
that's smaller too, in case anybody wants to know.
Anyway, Tom, yes.
The only way I think this could happen where the humans could win would be somehow to break the neck or sever the head. If you're severing the head, you're using a weapon.
Right.
Like, yeah. You'd have to get
You're just
it
not
going to
be able
down.
To rip it off. Yeah, their necks are extremely strong.
That you would get one chance to maybe, with where the 100 are winning or a few have been, you know, knocked off or whatever, but you've got control for 10 to 30 seconds or something in terms of force, and yeah. You got to go for the head.
You would have to choke it out.
I don't think you could physically choke it out. And so, therefore, you're bringing a weapon into play, and that's not, that's cheating.
So,
right?
What if
the Michigan way?
You're in the wilderness, and we scatter. We don't take the gorilla on initially. We gather materials, and we create some sort of spear. I don't know.
That's totally different than the scenario that was posed.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think you'd be able to gain ground on the gorilla. I did a little research. Typically, when they say humans, they'll kind of go away. But eventually, like if you're in a trapped environment, it's game on. I just think the thing would go nuts. It would have leverage. It would have the high ground. I mean, I just think of fictional movies and this stuff trying to be pulled off. And it's
how
just,
fast can a gorilla run?
I'm assuming very fast.
I don't
fast.
Know. Let me put that into the same search engine. Yeah.
I mean, somebody in Ticket Text, I don't know if you read this one, but referred to 300, the movie.
Yes.
Well, it's humans and humans.
Right.
I mean.
25 miles per hour.
Okay.
And for context, Usain Bolt ran 27.8 miles per hour.
Okay.
Okay, then.
So I don't think, you know. Yes, Usain in 100
But there's
meters,
100 dudes.
Yeah, or 200
so,
meters. Yeah,
400. Still have more. We could still outnumber him. And maybe we could be, you know, come up with a good.
You say we, but
tactic.
I don't think. Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not
I don't
going
mean
in
any
there.
Offense.
I'm dead.
I'm not picking you.
I wouldn't pick myself either. I mean, I would be. I would just die from sheer, like I'm being so scared.
Yeah.
I would just. I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, if this is actually if Silverback walked in here along with some other dudes, like to take him on in the office space here, since it's so nice and
you
know, confined here. I think that, I mean, you'd have to actually pick who you're going to use as a human shield first. That's probably the process that it would go.
Why are you both looking at me?
Well, because I would use your dead carcass as a human shield.